free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
The war rages across the world as humanity is bombarded from all angles. This is a multifaceted conflagration designed to overwhelm and instill a climate of misdirection, fear, and confusion. One ridiculous narrative after the other is presented to the bewildered herd as the New World Order agenda unfolds at an ever-alarming pace. This is no longer relegated to the realm of fringe conspiracy theory, as globalist misleaders representing the UN, the WEF, and many other agencies have been using that term more and more lately. They've openly declared their global government, and they don't even bother trying to hide it anymore. They've proudly announced to the peons that a new global order is emerging, that you will eat insects and own nothing. The nature of this war is largely perceptual. It operates by the manipulation of human consciousness, bombarding the awareness with all manner of distractions and irrelevance, while tugging on the heartstrings to induce emotional responses. Take note of the frighteningly high numbers of people that operate solely on emotional reactivity. Common sense, logic, and reason are on life support in this climate of mass hysteria and manipulated chaos. I'm certainly not denying that droves of people are dropping dead from the injected bioweapons, the pointless wars, or the massively increased violent homicides, but these are outward manifestations of the war that is waged upon the human mind. The COVID psyop was massive in this push for global consolidation of wealth, power, and control. Even though the official narrative has completely unraveled, that doesn't stop the pathetic media from announcing new variants on behalf of their pharmaceutical masters and corporate string pullers such as BlackRock and the Vanguard Group. The latest in this ongoing theater production is the announcement by British health officials of a new strain of the alleged virus, EG.5.1, that they have named Iris. I get a kick out of the names they come up with for these so-called strains. Of course, Iris was the ancient Greek goddess of strife and discord. Oh, and let's not forget Omicron and the deadly Kraken. You see, they need to keep coming up with new strains to try and hide the fact that the vaccinated are growing ill and dying. On the other hand, that may be a bit conspiratorial. You see, young athletes in prime physical condition suffer heart attacks all the time, at least in the new abnormal. It's amazing and bewildering to realize how deeply programmed the average mind must be to keep accepting this nonsense without question. But then, everyone knows that only racist, bigoted, transphobic, conservative conspiracy theorists ask questions and doubt the official narrative. If you are one of the few who are not engaged in consensus groupthink, there must be something wrong with you, and you need to be re-educated at once. Even mainstream British health officials are admitting the hospitals are filling up, but of course, it has nothing at all to do with the bioweapon injections. It's the ever-transforming virus and its rapidly mutating strains.
COVID, 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 COVID.
They even went so far as to blame the release of two motion pictures for the rise in illness, Barbie and Oppenheimer, which they have called the Barbenheimer effect. And of course, they also claim that climate change may have contributed to infections, but not the vaccine. Oh no, anything but the poisonous so-called inoculations must be the culprit.
Omicron.
Watching these prostitute circus monkeys in action delivering their propaganda is really getting old. One would have to be an absolute blithering moron to continue believing their nonsense. I'm reminded of a quote by Isaac Asimov, who said, "There is a cult of ignorance in the United States, and there has always been. The strain of anti-intellectualism has been a constant thread winding its way through our political and cultural life, nurtured by the false notion that democracy means that my ignorance is just as good as your knowledge. The CDC has stated recently that the COVID shots caused a staggering increase in cancer and AIDS-associated illnesses by a massive 338 times.
COVID.
Imagine that. Your government insists that you inject yourself and your children with an alleged vaccine that causes AIDS and cancer, and then condemns and punishes those who refuse to take the bait.
Everyone has AIDS!
Recent studies have concluded that the Moderna booster has caused 1 in 35 people to suffer heart damage, which has been detected in blood tests. Remember also that in June of 2023, the FDA pulled the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine off the market due to side effects linked to myocarditis, inflammation of the heart muscle. Recently, a microbiologist named Kevin McKernan, who has tested Pfizer and Moderna COVID vials, claimed he, quote, discovered dangerous levels of double-stranded DNA plasmids floating around the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. In other words, they are messing with the human genome. Within the next 5 to 10 years, I believe we will see a massive increase in cancer and autoimmune diseases, and I'll bet that very few will make the connection to the bioweapon injections. People are dropping like flies already, and no one seems to be connecting the dots. Actually, that's not true. Many people are connecting the dots, even highly credentialed professionals. It's just that they're ignored, marginalized, and vilified. Whatever you do, don't listen to the truth tellers. Corporate career criminals and their lackey politicians have your best interest in mind, so listen to them and obey blindly. The scamdemic psyop is not going away. Many of the consortium's mass-murdering psychopaths and political henchmen have openly declared that more pandemics are looming on the horizon, so you'd better remain afraid and prepare for a lifetime of poisonous injections and deadly booster shots. The climate change con has also been gathering momentum as the scam artist purveyors of the Green New Deal and the United Nations Agenda 2030 relentlessly push the false narrative that human beings are the cause of all the changes brought about by naturally occurring solar and planetary cycles. Isn't that right, Greta? You little dipshit mouthpiece climate troll.
How dare you? How dare you? How dare you? How dare you?
The people pushing for all these restrictions, including the proposal to ban gas stoves and water heaters, fly all over the world on their private jets to lecture everyone about their carbon footprint. These hypocritical assholes with their mansions and motorcades give off 10 times the carbon footprint that you do, maybe more, and they're going to tell you how to live and what you need to give up to save the planet? Fuck you, Kerry, fuck you, Gore, and fuck you, Gates. They are nothing but liars using false data to enact an agenda of global depopulation.
10 million excess deaths. 10 million excess deaths. 10 million, 10 million, 10 million, 10 million excess deaths.
Vaccines.
Speaking of John Kerry, a.k.a. Frankenstein's monster, the presidential envoy for climate, he and others of his ilk that serve the global cult are proposing slashing agricultural production and farming to combat the climate crisis. Starve the people to save the planet seems to be the mantra of these climate con environmentalist motherfuckers. Zionist communists love to manufacture famine and starve the people as they have throughout the 20th century, and they are at it again. Of course, no restrictions will apply to them, only to you, the modern-day serfs and plebes. Food production has been under attack all across the world, and farmers are having their livelihoods destroyed, all in the name of this war against carbon, the building block for all life as we know it on this planet. Recently, Antonio Guterres, the UN Secretary General for Climate Change, stated that global warming is over, that we are now entering an era of global boiling.
The era of global boiling has arrived.
How dare you?
I feel that very soon these so-called elites will impose climate lockdowns, and it remains to be seen how many gullible normies will blindly believe and obey accordingly. As Robert Ingersoll stated, "Mental slavery is mental death, and every man who has given up his intellectual freedom is the living coffin of his dead soul." Even the ever so holy and righteous Pope Francis chimed in, stating that the disabled should be euthanized to fight climate change. He claims that being Christian means sacrificing your life to save the planet. Good idea, Pope Fuckhead. Let's start with you. Why don't you lead by example, Your Holiness? This Satanist scumbag is a member of the World Economic Forum in lockstep with Klaus Schwab and his proposal to euthanize people to stop climate change. These frontline puppets for the consortium are becoming very brazen and open with their plans to murder human beings, and no one seems to notice or care in the slightest. Do you remember the dancing TikTok nurses that took to social media to perform their choreographed routines while the hospitals were allegedly overflowing with the sick and dying? Well, they're at it again, this time doing their stupid little dance routines all to raise awareness of climate change. There was one cringeworthy video of these shaved apes performing a famous Bee Gees song in public that they changed the lyrics of to coincide with the climate propaganda. Of course, groups of nitwits gather around to cheer them on and encourage their idiocy. They completely desecrated the song Staying Alive, and it was very painful to watch. Of course, no one in the mainstream seems to mention the geoengineering, such as the massive spraying of chemtrails that has been ongoing for the past 3 decades. Weather manipulation is blamed on climate change, and the people are punished for it.
Weather control, weather control, weather control, weather control.
Currently, 2.4 billion people do not have enough to eat, and we've seen massive crop failures all over the world recently, both unintentional and manufactured, and this is just the beginning. 13 nations have agreed to shut down farms and drastically reduce agricultural production. Without operational farms, there is no food. I'll bet you Pope Francis and Bill Gates won't go hungry.
10 million excess deaths. 10 million excess deaths. 10 million, 10 million, 10 million, 10 million excess deaths.
COVID.
The Irish government is proposing the killing of 200,000 cows to combat the deadly climate catastrophe. If they do that, will they package and send the meat to help the 2.4 billion starving people? Yeah, sure they will. And I've been to the moon. Researchers from Italy have recently discovered that solar panels emit 5 times more carbon dioxide than was previously determined and release as much emissions as natural gas electricity generation. The electric vehicles that have been pushed and exalted are not environmentally friendly at all, and they have this slight problem of bursting into flames that cannot so easily be extinguished. Basically, they are dangerous, expensive piles of junk. Why do so many virtue-signaling, environmentally friendly douchebags not understand that the charging stations require coal-fired power plants to produce the energy needed to charge their shitbox vehicles? The joke is on them, and their smug arrogance prevents them from seeing it.
How dare you? How dare you? How dare you?
The wind turbines are also piles of junk, and they require diesel fuel to power them. They also kill a lot of birds and don't really produce much energy, so where are the environmentalists protesting against this? Where were they when it came time to support the people of East Palestine, Ohio, after the toxic spill and the subsequent burning of vinyl chloride by the EPA that poisoned the atmosphere? I guess they're too busy sucking Klaus Schwab's dick.
COVID, 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 COVID.
The people of East Palestine are still suffering from the chemical contamination and not a peep from the climate activists or the government. Business as usual. Oh, and let's not forget the Just Stop Oil retards that block traffic, destroy art, and glue themselves to buildings and roadways with petroleum-based adhesives.
How dare you?
Of course, the war rages on in the Ukraine as the American taxpayer is fleeced to pay for it all. American military hardware is being destroyed by the Russians and stockpiles are dwindling. Biden even admitted before cameras that the U.S. is low on ammunition. It's really beginning to look like this situation will escalate even more, and the Zionist Biden administration is even considering reinstating the military draft. The Council on Foreign Relations, the globalist Zionist organization behind so much of this agenda, recently wrote in their blog that the United States needs innovative ideas and new forums to encourage young men and women to fill their obligations to public service, but it also needs a redesigned military to ensure timely access to the manpower needed to defend the nation and to increase the equity and fairness for the cost of war across our society. It is time for a new Gates Commission, a comprehensive review of the structure of our military and the development of specific guidelines on when and how conscription will be used in future conflict. The U.S. military is also on board, and they recently published in their blog, "We should have our military recruiters sign up new troops for 11 months out of the year and then have the Selective Service draft the delta between the military's needs and the total number recruited." Great. Let them send your sons and daughters to the killing fields to be slaughtered and become cannon fodder for the Zionist, communist, Khazarian Jews.
Israel is essential to the security of Jews worldwide.
When they come home in a body bag, you can tell your friends and neighbors how proud you are that your child was an order follower for the murderous elite. They'll probably get a medal in exchange for their lives. There is nothing honorable about that whatsoever. Never has the threat of nuclear war been so out in the open, probably since the Cuban Missile Crisis. I think that World War III has begun, and it's been waged on many fronts. Psychological war, economic war, biological war, informational war, ideological war, race war, food war, weather warfare, and much else are all aspects of this fifth generational warfare. Transgenders are being welcomed into the military, and in many cases they are exempt from combat and also from the rigorous physical training that other soldiers must endure. The U.S. military will even pay for expensive transitional surgery, which means the U.S. taxpayers' stolen money will pay for it. This would make them undeployable for 300 days or until they were stable enough to perform. This is just another tactic to weaken the already undermined military and to make it the laughingstock in the eyes of the rest of the world by the traitors that now infect the body politic. The military is recruiting mentally ill people and making you pay for their destructive surgeries. Isn't it obvious by now that the world is run by deranged, satanic criminals? Well, that's just it. It's not even noticed by the average meat golem stumbling their way through life, believing everything to be normal as they remain mesmerized by the bread and circuses, hypnotized by propaganda, and distracted by nonsensical bullshit as they bow in tacit complicity. Their ignorance and silence is their acquiescence to tyranny. Since the beginning of the COVID's war,
COVID.
The Mossad CIA-controlled media has been relentless in their endless reporting of cyber attacks and possible future events that could render vulnerable systems helpless, resulting in complete chaos. It appears they've been preparing the public for this as plans to roll out the cashless system are unfolding rapidly. They are getting ready to bring in the central bank digital currency system in the aftermath of the engineered collapse of the current system, and this is all about surveillance and control. Obviously, we are in a debt crisis that threatens to plunge the entire economic system into depression, and the digital cashless system is waiting in the wings. This is a century-long agenda coming into fruition. It is my contention that the CBDCs will be made deliberately hackable so that implantable nanotechnology can be introduced as a deterrent against identity theft. This has been in the works for decades, and globalist organizations such as the World Economic Forum have openly discussed this lately. They need to tag their cattle digitally so there will be no escape from oversight. If this isn't the last straw for humanity, then the earth will become a giant tomb. Immigration has been weaponized all across Western civilization, and the plan is to destabilize society in this engineered cultural war. The agenda is to phase out the white race, and when we examine how the demographic has so dramatically shifted in America and Western Europe, we can clearly see how far along this is. The UN has called this devious plot replacement migration, and the idea is to reduce humanity to the lowest common denominator, weeding out the ones who may not be so easily regimented and controlled. I think the idea is to lower the overall IQ and produce more easily manipulated slaves. We've seen the border states in America become completely overwhelmed, and now the Biden regime is threatening to sue any state that attempts to protect its borders and stem the tide of illegal drug and human trafficking. The vast majority of so-called asylum seekers currently flooding into Western countries are military-aged men, and when the time is right, they will be activated and set to war against the residents of the countries they are invading. The government is facilitating this destruction and criminality with money extorted from the American tax cattle. Adding insult to injury, in Illinois, State Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed into law a plan to allow illegal immigrants to become cops and police Americans. California Governor Gavin Newsom put into law a similar plan. We've seen a massive surge in violent crimes all over Western society, and this will only increase under these insane immigration policies. The weather is being weaponized, food is being weaponized, and people are being weaponized. The herd is being divided and set at war against itself. As a quick aside, 200,000 children go missing each year in America. Where do they go? Disneyland? I don't think so. They are trafficked to pedophiles, many of which operate within the upper echelons of society, and unspeakable things are done to them that the average person couldn't wrap their mind around. Maybe they do go to Disneyland after all. And now, of course, there is the alien wild card.
An alien threat from outside this world.
With everything that is rapidly unfolding, such as the Biden crime family exposure, the escalating war, the Trump indictments, the trans agenda, the climate hoax, and everything else, now we have the alien invasion. It's been discovered that the Biden family took millions in illegal bribes through corrupt business dealings. Oh, look, UFOs.
An alien threat from outside this world.
A rather questionable alleged whistleblower recently got before the cameras and claimed that the U.S. government is in possession of wrecked alien craft and the remains of deceased extraterrestrials. Funny, the government has been debunking this phenomenon for almost a century, but now the public is expected to believe them despite all the lies promulgated during the COVID war, but we're supposed to take their word for it now. We've endured almost 4 fucking years of tyrannical mandates, relentless propaganda, gaslighting, outright lies, and psychological warfare. Recently, a clip resurfaced from 2013 of the former Canadian defense minister reading a message from aliens that seemed to promote left-wing ideas such as depopulation and climate change woes. I couldn't make this shit up if I tried. I think it's very likely that the public is being prepared for a future alien invasion a la Project Bluebeam. In other words, the human race is being groomed and prepared for a colossal mindfuck.
An alien threat from outside this world.
I think it's important now, more than ever, to remain centered and calm and try not to be too emotionally reactive. The show is just beginning, so get ready for quite the ride. It's about to get bumpy. Every card is being played now. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for taking your time to listen to Free Your Consciousness with an Open Mind. It's always greatly appreciated. It's been great spending time with you again. I really appreciate your time, and I hope that you're all keeping well amidst all this calamity and chaos. Again, thank you very much for listening. This is Doug Michael, and until next time, walk in peace.
Omicron, release the Kraken.
How dare you? How dare you? How dare you?
10 million excess deaths. 10 million excess deaths. 10 million, 10 million, 10 million, 10 million excess deaths.
Vaccine, vaccine, vaccine.
The era of global boiling has arrived.
COVID.
The era of global boiling has arrived.
How dare you? How dare you? How dare you?
Weather control. Weather control. Weather control. Weather control. Weather control. Weather control.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Vaccine. Vaccine.
10 million excess deaths.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
10 million. 10 million. 10 million excess deaths.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Israel is essential to the security of Jews worldwide.